Kevin McCarthy sets vote to recall Liz Cheney as GOP conference chair. By Wendell Hasebo on May 10, 2021. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has scheduled a vote for Wednesday to relieve Republican House Conference Chair Liz Cheney, RY, of her leadership position. McCarthy issued the statement Monday afternoon to House Republicans in which he writes, "Having heard from so many of you in recent days, it's clear that we need to make a change." He went on. "As such, each day spent relitigating the past is one day less we have to seize the future. This is no time to take our eyes off the ball. If we are to succeed in stopping the radical Democrat agenda from destroying our country, these internal conflicts need to be resolved so as to not detract from the efforts of our collective team. We are a big tent party and continue to grow our movement by the day. And unlike the left, we embrace free thought and debate." McCarthy drew a contrast between the parties, continuing, "All members are elected to represent their constituents as they see fit. But our leadership team cannot afford to be distracted from the important work we were elected to do and the shared goals we hope to achieve. The stakes are too high to come up short. I trust you agree." The scheduled vote comes after McCarthy said Sunday he supports Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, for the position. Maria Bartiromo from Fox News asked McCarthy, "Do you support Elise Stefanik for that job?" McCarthy responded, "Yes, I do." Former President Donald Trump also issued a statement Monday spurring Republicans to replace warmonger Representative Liz Cheney, RY, for the gifted Stefanik. But at least one establishment Republican does not agree with the substitution. "Expelling Liz Cheney from leadership won't gain the GOP one additional voter, but it will cost us quite a few," Senator Mitt Romney tweeted. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, also oppose McCarthy's initiative. Breitbart News reported Saturday Cheney orchestrated unprecedented Republican sabotage with the Washington Post against Trump on January 3. Apparently, Cheney was the one who generated a hit piece on Trump in the Post, written by 10 living former defense secretaries, including her father.